You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. This podcast is about some things that you need to know when you become a member of the swarm and you start engaging these anti-whites on the internet in front of that audience to wake them up to the ongoing program of genocide against our race. It's an important thing to grasp because it's one of the things that might seem discouraging at first, but when you realize what's going on, it completely makes sense. I'll explain that a little bit. But what we need to be a swarm member is thick skin. And this is for a few different reasons, least of which is that you will be called names by anti-whites. Yes, that is true. Anti-whites are going to call you all sorts of mean names. I've heard duty head, poopy head, ding dong, and racist. Those are the only ones I've heard. No, that's not true. We've been called every name in the book. Guys, they're gonna call you lots of names. Most of the anti-white arguments boil down to basic name calling. They've been so heavily conditioned and brainwashed that they like to use the lowest form of any discussion, which is ad hominem, which in any debate class they'll teach you, it's the lowest form of any argument. And of course, the anti-whites, they think they're in an argument with us, so naturally they're going to try resorting to the dumbest tactics they have because they are stupid and they're going to try calling you names. And we don't jump back in and try calling them names too besides anti-white. We point out they're anti-white, and the reason they're calling us names is because we have a problem with our own genocide. Anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. Okay, that's easy to handle. The name-calling stuff, guys, if you can't take being called names, you're at the wrong place. We are a team that is goal-oriented in taking down this anti-white system by destroying the terminology and the words that are used to hold this anti-white system up. And that's really all it is. It's a mountain of lies and BS held up by words that are used to silence white people when they try talking about the program of genocide against our race. There are conditions imposed on our race which lead to the destruction of our race via assimilation of all white countries with non-whites. Okay? That's what it is. So, of course, you're going to have to deal with some name-calling from the anti-whites. And I know, very scary. They're calling you names. That's just shivers down your spine. Ooh, he called me a racist or a Nazi or whatever. We got all sorts of talking points to deal with that. But the other reason you need thick skin, and this is the much bigger reason, because it's easy to deal with the name-calling, more important reason that you need thick skin to be a member of the swarm is that one thing the swarm does is it corrects each other. Okay, the other swarm members will correct each other when they make a mistake, particularly when it's a big mistake, and they will throw the muddy boot at each other. I like to call it the muddy old boot. You know, if you've ever seen any situation where someone makes a mistake, you know, that classic scenario where someone throws a boot at them, you know, in the background they hear the guy saying the wrong thing on the phone and his wife or his uncle or his dad, whoever, gets pissed and throws the muddy old boot at him. It hits him in the shoulder and the guy goes, "Oof!" and leans forward and realizes he just had his foot in his mouth and he made a mistake, and so they throw the muddy boot at him. Okay, some people refer to it as throwing the chair at someone, you know, or whatever. The bottom line is we correct each other, and sometimes we're very blunt about it. And the important thing to remember is don't cry and hide under your bed, don't get sad about it, and don't try getting into a hostile argument with the other swarm member. The reason we throw the muddy boot at each other when we make a mistake is because the mistake was something ineffective, okay? And we want each other to be effective. The only way you can take down this system that's imposing conditions on our race, which leads to the destruction of our race, the only way we can end white genocide is if we are effective. That should go without saying, but it needs to be pointed out. You can argue till you're blue in the face with an anti-white, but until you start making a point about what they're doing in front of that audience, you're not being effective. And in order to accomplish any task, you have to be effective. That's the bottom line. You have to be effective if you want to accomplish your goal. And our goal is the long-term preservation of our race. And that means the anti-white system that is trying to exterminate us needs to come down. And we have to be effective in what we're doing. There is a very narrow path for the effective tactics. There's a lot more stuff out there that does not work than that what does work. Okay? Again, that bears repeating. There is a lot more things that do not work than what does work. Otherwise, this system would have already fallen down. Okay? Because there's been pro-whites in places like Stormfront and long before that that have tried all sorts of things, and they keep trying what doesn't work over and over and over again, complaining about the irritants, complaining about non-whites that are frustrating to live amongst, all that stuff. Talk about black crime stats and horrible hate crimes that happen against white people that aren't reported as hate crimes in the news. Talking about how Jews own the media and all that stuff that just isn't effective at waking up whites. Okay, all that stuff that isn't effective. If you keep doing what isn't effective over and over and over again, you are insane. You're trying the same thing over and over again, and you're not getting a new result. You're insane. So the swarm over at Bugs, we are the opposite of insane. We are sane, okay? We make things happen. We are interested in doing only what's effective, and that means if somebody points out to us that we've been making a mistake over and over and over again, or even the first time you make it, the whole reason is to get you to do something more effective. We want you to be effective. And the other thing we do too, we don't just throw the muddy boot at someone and say, you're a dummy. Okay, that's not what we do. We also tell them what to replace the ineffective tactic with. Okay? That's an important thing. Because it's not to make each other feel bad. That is not the purpose. We simply correct each other when we make mistakes so that we can be more effective. And don't feel bad about stealing somebody else's material either, by the way. If somebody says that you've been making a mistake with how you've been wording something, and they offer you a better way, to put those words together so that it makes more sense in front of that audience, or to replace a word if you're making a mistake and you replace it with something else, or remove a word that's hurting the point you're trying to make, well, they're going to tell you how to correct it as well. Okay, and don't feel bad about simply taking the phrase that they gave you to replace it with and adding that to your terminology. Okay, that's okay. Because if one guy comes up with something really, really effective, we want you to take his material and to use it. And if he gives you something to replace what you're doing with, don't feel bad about taking word for word what he gave you to replace it with. It's okay. An example of getting hit by the muddy boot that happened to me recently on the Don and Derek Black show, I referred to the ongoing program of genocide against our race as an attempt at genocide. And it was pointed out to me by another Bugser that it's not an attempt unless there hasn't been victims yet. There already have been victims. The Armenian people still exist, but there really was a genocide of Armenian people. Okay, it wasn't an attempt. They were genocided. It really happened. Okay, it's not considered in history an attempt at Armenian genocide. It was an Armenian genocide. Okay, there was a genocide of the Aboriginal people. The attempt was an attempt to exterminate them. It didn't succeed at exterminating all of them, but we don't call it an attempt at genocide. Genocide isn't just genocide. If it happens to be 100% successful, you are guilty of genocide if you have gotten rid of a group in part just as much as if it's the whole group. So that means if you manage to get rid of a whole bunch of members of the group, or you manage to blend out a whole bunch of white people, you've force integrated them in only white countries with non-whites, and you don't give them any alternative to live amongst their own people. They do not have a single area of land left large enough for their long-term sustenance to be exclusive for them. You're forcing them to live with other people, and if a bunch of them start to reproduce with non-whites already, they start interbreeding with them. I mean, hard to call that reproducing. It's more miscongeniation. I hope I'm pronouncing that word right. There already have been victims. There already have been white family lines that have ended. Families that have been around for thousands of years that have been mixed in with the blood of non-whites, and now their descendants will never be white again. So that does mean there are victims already. So I can't call it an attempt at genocide. It really is an ongoing genocide. Okay? It's an attempt to exterminate us. And if I accidentally stick my foot in my mouth and I call it an attempt, that is a mistake. And so I had the muddy boot thrown at me to make me more effective, to take the word attempt out from before genocide. Okay? And that's an example of a beefcake here. Yes, and I make a lot of mistakes, guys. I'm good at talking, apparently. That's why I'm on this podcast right here. There's some swarm members out there that could school me very, very easily. All right? And I want you to learn from those guys too when you're on the swarm. If they throw the muddy boot at you and they tell you what to say instead, start using the new thing, because these guys are experienced. These guys are some battle-hardened mantra warriors out there, and they're very experienced at waking up whites in that audience when they're going back and forth with that anti-white. Okay, we got some very experienced battle-hardened warriors that got some very, very good lessons to teach you in this war of words. And now I'll also point out that even Bob himself, Bob Whitaker, the goose who lays the golden eggs, he happens to have made a mistake himself once, and he was corrected, and he handled it like a pro. Okay. There was a conversation on a forum where there was a black man who or apparently was black. He claimed to be black. It could have just been an anti-white calling himself black. They do that. Well, whatever. He talks about wanting to go out and have sex with white women in order to help the white gene pool so that we all don't end up getting, you know, inbred, whatever, something like that. And Bob, in one of his blogs, mentions, you know, if you ever see a non-white saying this, you need to pull out your short sword, and failure to use the short sword properly is how you get your own guys killed and all that. He says, what you say is that all black countries and all brown countries are failures. You know, he wants you to point that out to him if you see somebody who is a non-white claiming that we need to be outbred in order to improve our race. Okay, and Few Denfer responds to Bob, and the first words out of his mouth is, "That's stupid, Bob." Few Denfer told Bob that what he just said was stupid. Okay, and he says, "You're back to trying to justify white people's right to exist by saying that black and brown countries are failures. That's justifying our right to exist. It doesn't matter if we're all stupid, dumb, and ugly. We still have a right to exist and preserve our own people. No matter how much anyone else is a failure or how much we ourselves are failures, it does not matter." Few Denfer points out that what Bob had said is justifying our right to exist and justifying our right to have a country on our own. And then he goes back to the double standard, and he says what would be more effective is to say, how would it look if every single black country was force integrated and flooded with non-blacks and they were being assimilated out of existence, and somebody were to tell them that it's for the improvement of their gene pool in order to blend them together with all those non-blacks and all black countries, how would it look if someone told them, "We're doing it to improve your race? Otherwise, you'll be inbred." And Bob, the pro that he is, because Bob is, no one out there is more experienced at this than Bob. Okay, and he is the coach. We got some other guys that are great on the swarm, you know, but Bob is the head coach. And he's the guy who we come to when we got questions. But even he is not immune to making a mistake, and he readily, very quickly admitted he made a mistake. And the thing is, he was actually very happy he had made that mistake because another swarm member pointed it out to him. It actually made his day that his swarm is actually learning and picking this up good enough that they can even correct Bob when he makes a mistake. When Bob deviates from the mantra logic, because it can be hard to stick to the mantra thinking sometimes. You know, it's easy to tailgate and be pulled off subject if you allow an anti-white to get you on another subject. We keep it to what's in the mantra and the thinking therein. You know, it was not something Bob just pulled out of his ass. It's something he actually developed over time and experience and test trials, using it against anti-whites and seeing which strategy would be the most effective at shooting down all of their arguments before they even come out. You know, all that thinking therein, it's also a recipe. You know, the mantra is a recipe for handling anti-whites. You know, it actually is, it's more than just a repeater. Go ahead, use it as a repeater. You know, if you don't get anything else that I say and you just want to go spread that mantra around verbatim, word for word, go ahead, go for it. But there is thinking therein that allows you to use it to make a point out of anything an anti-white tries telling you. So, anyway, it can take some discipline to stick to it, and that's one of the reasons we throw the muddy boot at each other, as I nickname it. We correct each other when we make a mistake and we deviate from the mantra thinking. And yes, even Bob needed that little reminder to keep with the mantra discipline, and he was very happy about it when one of his swarm members pointed that out to him, because that means some people are actually getting it. You know, it means he's actually done a good job at teaching people. That's part of a coach's job. He wants his guys out there on the field to be doing a good job, and that means if one of them can learn so well that they can point out a mistake when he makes it and he deviates from mantra thinking, hey, that's a good thing, you know. And he didn't take it as a hurting his feelings. He didn't go hide under his bed. He instantly realized the reasoning therein. And he actually congratulated Few Denver for pointing it out to him. Another one of our very experienced swarm members is Lord Nelson. And I hope I'm not screwing up the mistake that he made, but I believe he had made a mistake a while back, and he referred to the genocide as displacement. And Bob threw the muddy old boot at him and said, "Don't call it displacement. We're not talking about moving white people around. We're talking about exterminating white people via the blending out of the white gene pool, assimilating our gene pool with non-whites." You know, and so this isn't just moving us around. This is a real ongoing program of genocide. Okay? And Lord Nelson, again, he doesn't cry and get sad and hide under his bed. He doesn't stop posting the mantra and just give up and get frustrated like a little baby. No, Lord Nelson handles it like the pro that he is, and he instantly takes the correction. He changes his tactic to be more effective. He replaces displacement with genocide and starts keeping it to genocide. Okay? And that's not the mistake he made. If it's something else out there and you guys throw the muddy boot at me for getting swarm history wrong, I understand, but the bottom line is that when Lord Nelson was corrected on using an ineffective tactic, he switched it to using a more effective one, and it was the one that was presented to him. Because again, we don't just tell each other we're wrong and dumb. We tell each other what to replace something with. And if it is just a word that shouldn't be in there, but what they're saying would otherwise make sense without it, yeah, you can just tell them get rid of that one word and keep the rest the same. You know, we tell each other what to replace something with when one of us is making a mistake. And of course, that's when we're making a mistake and sticking our foot in our mouths. Those are the times where I call it the muddy old boot. You know, hey, that's stupid. You know, switch it with this; it works better. Okay. Now, sometimes you're going to see things on the board that are good, but you see a way that it could be improved. Like something is already effective, but you can think of a way to make it even more effective. Well, you don't have to pull out the muddy old boot then. I mean, we are trying to keep a positive atmosphere at the swarm. That's important. We're a very goal-oriented team. We're here to take down the anti-white system that has imposed conditions on our race that leads to the destruction of our race. I keep repeating that because I want you guys to work that into your language. We try keeping things very positive here, and that means that when something can just be improved, you can use a little bit of tact. Sometimes when you want to just you see someone doing something effective, they're making a great statement, for example, about white genocide, and you realize, hey, they could turn this great statement into a question. Well, you can phrase that in sort of a that looks like a king of spades right there, but let me show you how to turn that into an ace. And don't be surprised if another swarm member then takes what you said and he shows you how to make that the Joker card, you know, makes it even better, you know. So we're all about helping each other improve on our tactics, and you don't have to do everything in the muddy old boot format unless it's a serious mistake. But if you see something that's already effective and you see a way to make it even better, go ahead and let the person know, you know. But you know, we use a little bit of tact with stuff like that because we don't. I know I'm talking about throwing the muddy boot at each other. I don't want you guys to get excited and be like, "All right, anytime I see somebody make a mistake, I can call them stupid and throw the muddy old boot." I mean, we save that for when we actually see a mistake being made. If you're just a way to help someone be more effective than they already are, you can just tell them, "Hey, this would look even better if you did this." Remember, the point is we want to keep this a positive atmosphere. So pull out the muddy old boot when you need to. But if you don't need to, you can still help someone become more effective anyway, because that's the point. The point is we want this anti-white system to come down, and we want each other to all be the most effective swarm possible. We want everyone out there using this mantra to be so effective that every single person in that audience sees what we're saying in front of the anti-white, and they start picking this stuff up as well. Remember, you got probably 5 to 20 people reading any of these boards or comment sections that's afraid to open up their mouth. That probably agrees with us, but the anti-whites are so vocal that this audience is afraid to say anything, you know, because whenever they've seen any of their own before say anything, they see them get shot down with the terminology our enemy uses. But when they see a guy in there presenting very effective ways to rip apart the enemy's terminology, you know, this isn't rocket science. You know, if every single day you see somebody get eaten by a wolf, you know, and then and in your village, and then one day you see a guy pull out a sword and defeat the wolf. Pretty soon, everybody that saw that guy defeat the wolf with the sword is buying swords. Okay, and they're all going to go out and they're now a wolf-proof village. Well, right now the wolves are the anti-whites, and they're attacking the white population. Anytime anyone white opens their mouth and has a problem with the ongoing program of genocide against our race, you know, they get shot down by the anti-white. Well, now that they see there's a way to not only defend themselves from the anti-whites, but actually put the anti-white on the defensive to draw them out of the cave and expose them as the yellow-eyed ghoul that they are, you know, they're going to start picking up these tactics from us. And so we want to keep the tactics as effective as possible so we correct each other when we make mistakes. And we also let each other know when we do a good job. You know, if you see a guy doing something really effective and you want to take it yourself, let him know, hey, I'm going to start using that. That's a great one. And nobody get angry at each other if you see someone steal your stuff. Remember, we're allowed to do that. We encourage that here. And if you see something that could be made even more effective with a slight change, suggest that too. You know, say, hey, it would look even better like this. And you can start using your improved version right away as well. You know, again, we are a team. We use each other's tactics when they are effective, and we want that white audience that sees us out there using it to pick up our stuff too, because we're imposing terminology. We're not just out there defending white people. We're out there teaching them how to defend themselves too. We're teaching them how to take on the anti-whites and how to beat them at their own game. It's a war of words, okay? And we're teaching our team how to win. And we want to keep it a positive atmosphere, but again, we do have to correct each other when we make a mistake, okay? And one of the reasons I want us to stay a positive atmosphere is because I want us to stay motivated. Motivation, 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 and this is really repetitive too. A lot of times we're going to be saying the same stuff over and over and over again. You're going to hear me saying the same stuff. And a lot of these podcasts, like I retread the same ground because it's all about repetition. It's about how many voices we can get saying these things as well as repeating it. So, again, positive atmosphere at the Swarm. Don't go in and start trolling. You know, Brian will ban you right away if he catches you trolling on that Swarm. If there's a person on there who's being disruptive and just causing problems, you know, it's one thing to throw a muddy boot at a guy who's making a serious mistake, so he stops talking about moving white people around, displacement, and he starts calling it genocide. That's cool, okay? That's understandable. We are talking about making it a tactic more effective. But now, if there's a guy on there who, you know, he catches a guy making a mistake, you know, when we throw the muddy boot at someone, we don't rub their face in it, okay? You do not troll them and start following them around the message board and making nasty comments behind this poster every time they post something unrelated to what you threw the muddy boot at them for. Don't do that. And also, for anyone here who does get called out on a mistake, and it very is likely to happen because, remember, there's a lot more things that don't work than what does, okay? If you see someone bring up the mistake you made in the future again, they're not doing it to rub your face in it. The reason they're doing it is because they want to make everyone else aware of one of the pitfalls that they could slip into. You know, the reason why they're going to bring up the mistake again is because we have new people joining the Swarm all the time, and they're bringing it up as a mistake that was made so that you don't have to make the same mistake, so that they can catch you up to speed quicker, and you don't have to make all the mistakes the people that have made before you have made. So if you see someone bring up your mistake again, they're not doing it to throw you under the bus. They're just doing it to make an example so that somebody else doesn't make the same mistake. Okay, think of it like a football team or something like that, you know, where you got the seniors and you got the freshmen, and the coach says something that one of the seniors did his freshman year, he's not doing it to rub it in the senior's face at this point. He's doing it so that the freshmen don't have to make the same mistake themselves. That's the only reason. So there's a difference between bringing up someone's past mistake to educate the new members versus just doing it to hurt their feelings. You know, after you've thrown the muddy boot at them, we're not throwing a whole pile of boots at them. So don't dogpile someone for making a mistake. When it gets, you know, I mean, you might have to throw more if they keep making it, if they're not listening to you. You know, but that's rare. I haven't even seen that on the swarm. We're very, very good about taking constructive criticism. Okay, we're very good about that on the swarm, and so I haven't seen anyone flip out yet because somebody pointed out to them they were making a mistake. And if someone points out to you you made a mistake, don't flip out. Just adjust your tactic to be more effective. That's the whole point of it. And again, positive atmosphere. So if someone makes a mistake, do not follow them around and start hating that person and start trying to get really picky about every single little thing that they say just to make them feel bad. Okay, that's trolling, guys. Don't troll each other. You will be banned outright. This is not a place to hash out disagreements with each other. If you and another swarm member are having an issue with each other, go take it over to Stormfront. If you got an issue with another swarm member, go take it out to the sandbox and throw the sand at each other out there. We do not do this on the swarm, okay? On the forums at Bob's page, we keep this a very positive atmosphere. And so I make that differentiation. There's a big difference, you know, between someone throwing the muddy boot at you to get you to correct an ineffective tactic versus getting into it with another swarm member, okay? Don't do it. Don't go in there and try pissing into the tent. Okay, don't do it. Take it over to Stormfront if you got a real issue with each other. And another thing too, even if there is a disagreement between two swarm members or two guys just don't like each other, maybe on the outside world, one's a member of one activity and another's a member of some other activity, and neither has anything to do with white genocide. Neither has anything to do with being pro-white. Two guys just don't like each other for whatever reason. Don't get into it over at the swarm, okay? And please, both of you still stay motivated. Stay out there. Keep posting the mantra. The whole point of this is put any of your differences behind you, okay? Don't let this come up on the battlefield when we're taking on the anti-whites, okay? If you've got a village and it has to go to war, and you got two guys on the battlefield that have an issue with each other, right now you're facing genocide by an enemy coming down at you. This is not the time to get into a fight with your buddy over some little domestic issue happening in your village. It's about the survival of your entire village. Okay, so put it behind each other. You guys can settle this at the campfire after the battle's won, okay? But, you know, in front of everyone else, you guys can roll around in the dirt together. I don't care. You know, that's why I say take it over to Stormfront. Don't do this on Bob's site. It's very important to us to keep this positive atmosphere because we are a team. Okay, we are not like any of the other pro-white sites online where people are airing their grievances and they're talking about all the things that frustrate them and they're basically venting. We don't do that. Okay, we are a goal-oriented team. If you got an issue with something some other pro-white group is doing that bothers you and you want to talk about it, Swarm isn't the place to do it. Remember, we are about effective tactics at waking up whites, that sleeping white titan, the majority of white people, to the ongoing program of genocide of our race in front of an audience. We're out there waking them up. That's our goal. Okay, we want people talking about white genocide. The most important thing I want you guys to remember after listening to this podcast is we try keeping a positive atmosphere over at the Swarm. We correct each other when we're wrong. We offer each other more effective solutions if we see someone making a mistake or if we see a way that they can improve what they're doing. Don't get into an argument with your buddy on the Swarm. Take that elsewhere. You know, we're here to win this thing. We're here for the long-term survival of our race, and don't ever forget that. All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.